Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What I know that some people are very much anti-vaccine passport to allow them to do things, but if you have a credential that allows you to say, hey, I've been vaccinated, I can go into this sports venue, or I've been vaccinated, I can get on this cruise ship, it actually gives individual freedom.
Give me liberty or give me death, but only the kind of liberty you find in a controlled, well-regulated society.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
But this is all on the honor system, and there are people who refuse to get vaccinated, about a quarter of the country, and who oppose mask wearing, who could see this as a green light to go wherever they want.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
We all know this virus will be with us after any rule or regulation expires. COVID's a little bit like, you know, Michael Myers.
How about new?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
If you had Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey in the pool as the ultimate dead ender, you win! You win! Charlie Parker and Andy Cuomo threw in the towel today. It's a very sad moment for all the dead enders out there. I'd like to express my condolences to everyone in the People's Republics of Brookline and Cambridge and Newton and, Wellesley too, for that matter, much of Wellesley. It's just something.
I was in Brookline Saturday. It was scary. Everybody walking around outside with their masks on. I was like, you guys are way behind the times here.
What are you people in Brookline? Science deniers?
Right.
Are you Neanderthals? Haven't you heard anything? Boy, yeah, and I'll tell you, Fauci. When I go to Target, because that's where I'm going to go for my next grocery shopping, is to Target, because they did away with the requirement today. They've tumbled. I'm guessing Kroger will tumble pretty quickly too. They have a nationwide chain. You know, Market Basket, please do the right thing so I don't have to go to Target. I haven't been to Target since they went with the transgender bathrooms, but I may have to go back. But if you go anywhere for a carton of milk, you're going to see Fauci's face on there. He's missing. They're going to put out the silver alert, the silver alert, because he's 90 years old. He's vanished. Thank you. Thank you, Senator Rand Paul. I think a lot of this has to do with the invasion on the southern border, the horrible jobs report, the terrible inflation report, the Russian hackers on the pipeline. The Israel Palestine conflict, but you know it's really something what's happened here so quickly, and it is just the fact that Charlie Parker is so devastated by what's happened, his world has utterly fallen apart here in just a matter of moments.
We should call in a welfare check on him. He didn't sound well today.
I know. There is no way that guy should be left alone in the corner office with shoelaces or a belt. I mean, someone just has to step in. I mean, I'd say Dr. Sutter's needs to give him a prescription, but she's a PhD.
There's a lot at stake here.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up. Listen to his voice cracking here. I mean, again, this is not a man who's happy. And the most important thing here is they announced this on Thursday night that basically the Warsaw Pact was coming apart, that the Berlin Wall was coming down. And what did Charlie Parker do? Did he stay around to get the state opened up for the weekend? No, he fled. He ran away to Washington, D.C. and didn't return until probably late yesterday or early today. And so here is his voice cracking today as he talks about this. Cut one.
We said since day one that we'll get through this together because the people of Massachusetts are strong, kind, and willing to sacrifice to help their neighbor.
And there's maybe like 500,000 fewer of them than there were when I first imposed these absurd draconian lockdowns. But I always thought we'd get through it together. I just never thought it would end before. Well, at least while I was alive. I wanted it to go on forever. What are my turkey inspectors going to do in the supermarkets at Thanksgiving when they can't tell you to stop buying the oven stuffer over 12 pounds? He's brokenhearted. And of course, we can't lift it immediately. Today is what, the 17th? So we can't do this immediately. We have to wait another 12 days to let the COVID pull back from its position. The ceasefire in Gaza will probably go into effect long before the ceasefire goes into effect in Massachusetts. Even in New York, Cuomo, the restrictions end in New York, at least except on the subways and nursing homes, places like that. The restrictions end in the Empire State on Wednesday. On Wednesday, 10 days before the U.S., before Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. 781 says everybody in Melrose and those walking the lake in Wakefield are still wearing masks. I know they are. Look at when Christianity took over the Roman Empire, there were still pagans for hundreds of years. People are going to keep wearing masks. It's their religion. For a lot of these people, they spent their entire lives looking for a religion. Climate change.
We all know this virus will be with us.
And also with you.
Dom virus vobiscum. Et cum spiritu tuo. Yes. It's going to take a while to stamp out this cult. This is where, you know, deprogrammers have gotten a bad rap over the years. But this is where you need people to step in. You just need roving groups of deprogrammers with loudspeakers on their car telling people it's over. You can come out. And I know, we've talked about this before, the Japanese soldiers in the caves, in the Pacific Theater, many of them didn't come out until the 1980s. They spent most of their lives in the caves waiting for instructions from Emperor Hirohito. So these guys are going to be waiting in their basements for instructions from Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci has disappeared. Has he been taken into the sky? What was the group in San Diego that ate the pudding and killed themselves? They were waiting for the flying saucers. Did one of those flying saucers take Dr. Fauci away to paradise? What happened? 844-500-40, Heaven's Gate, that's it, Heaven's Gate. 603, Charlie Parker said every day since day one, and day two, and day 15, and day 100, and day 365, and day 400, 844-500.
He did start out his press conference. I didn't grab this cut, but he said, today marks 364 days since we announced the reopening of Massachusetts.
He had some reopening. This has been quite the reopening. All the places a lot of the places I used to like to go have gone out of business during the quote-unquote reopening, and I'm sure it's the same for you. 844-500. Oh, man. 978. Charlie Bacon is so sad because he's never been in charge of the state. He's been told by the Democrat House leadership what to do for 6 years, and the one time he gets control, it ends too soon for him. Remember, he was looking at August. Yeah, he was. He wanted to keep this thing going. June, July. He's lost 2 months of his emperorship. I got this thing from a guy who sends me these cards with famous quotes on them. And I just got it today. I don't know if it's been around for a while and it just came in. But it's from Ayn Rand from Atlas Shrugged, 1957. And I think this really sums up what it's been like, not just in Massachusetts, but in America, but specifically in Massachusetts. Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, 1957. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing. Does that sum up what's been going on? When you see that money is flowing to those who deal, not in goods, but in favors. Think the reopening of the golf courses last year. When you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded, think the Mass State Police, think the Department of Public Health, think the Registry of Motor Vehicles, and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. I hope it's not doomed, but Ayn Rand was certainly onto something right then. 844-500-4242. We're going to take your calls when we come back. This is a pretty happy day, I would say, all around. We got a lot of Joe Biden sound today, and there's all sorts of stuff. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What phrase will Charlie Baker miss saying the most? New normal, folks/community, respect the virus, recognize and understand, COVID doesn't take any days off, or I'm a basketball player.
Oh, they're all good. I'm going to vote for COVID doesn't take any time off.
That is tied for first, 24% with respect the virus.
Okay. How did a basketball player come out?
Second to last, 13%.
Second to last, okay. All right, 844-500-4242. By the way, if you were interested in the state police scandals in Massachusetts, I wrote a long column. We finally got the documents on Dwayne Correa, who lost his gun while he was quote-unquote hanging out with a woman who wasn't his wife in a hotel in Providence, and he forgot to lock his car, but he left his gun and his badge inside. Very bright inspector type that he, Dwayne Correa. He's been fired or dishonorably discharged. We have the column posted at HowieCarrShow.com. We also have the entire police report, the entire internal affairs report posted. It runs 23 pages long. It's pretty entertaining. I know it's a niche, but I told Taylor, I said, every cop in the state will want to read this, I think. And everybody who's interested in cops will want to read the entire report, redacted as it is. Read my column first and then read the report. It flows together nicely, I think. 844-500-4242. 207. So New York is going to unmask before Maine. Thanks, Janet. Keep following the science. Well, you know, Maine has, what, 1,000 people dead, and New York has, what, 20, 30, 40,000 dead? I don't even know how many. And Maine's going to stay locked up, but at least Maine is going to do something. I mean, New Jersey has still not even announced the date. 844-500-4242. We just want to play one song, though. I mean, we want to try to cheer Charlie up. And Grace just came up with this. You may remember this from a movie of many years ago, but this applies to Charlie Baker. He's bereft today. This could be the saddest day of his life. We all offer our condolences as the panic ends.
Cheer up, Charlie. Give me a smile. What happened to that smile I used to know? Don't you know your grin has always been my sunshine? Let that sunshine show.
What made him happier, canceling Thanksgiving or Halloween or New Year's Eve or Super Bowl parties? There were so many gleeful moments in his last year as dictator of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and now it's ending. He's very sad. He's got to be very sad. 844-500-4242. Sheila, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead,
hi,
Sheila.
Hi. How are you? I live in Fairhaven, Massachusetts, and I just want to say maybe a month ago I went to Walmart without a mask. Nobody said a word to me. And just a couple of days ago I went right in the market basket in New Bedford. No mask, nothing. So I just want to tell you, happy days are here again, and Charlie Parker can cry me a river.
The mask parade is over. And the mailroom manager was just saying to me, she said, if we need paper towels or milk next week, and we have a choice between going to a Target with no masks or Market Basket, which still allegedly requires masks, we're going back to Target, despite the fact of their incredibly woke decisions over the last few years.
You're going to be clipping coupons for Target?
I don't know about that.
I think there's an upcharge between Market Basket and Target.
Yeah, I know there is, but there's no. We don't want to deal with the masks. I hope Market Basket comes to its senses though quickly here. You know, if Target can come to its senses, why can't Market
You'd
Basket?
You think it's not a nationwide chain? It's just a locally owned franchise. You know,
right, right. And they're very together. The Demoulises are very. They got to do the right thing here. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Sheila. Gabrielle, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gabrielle.
Hey, Howie, Gabriel John here. I got some nice breeze here in Maine, blowing the black flies away. And I'm noticing when I'm driving around, the telephone poles have pictures of high school students wearing masks. And I want you to think about this. I have not heard anybody mention this yet, that I think, you know, they're trying to get people to think, to feel normal, that wearing a mask is normal.
Absolutely.
You go into a hospital and you see a little picture of this cute little girl, but you can't see how cute she is because the picture has her wearing a mask. And I'm like, oh, people think they're going to catch a disease from a picture?
I know. Again, deprogramming is required for these people, these science deniers. Let's call them for what they are. They are science deniers. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, we're going to have to put them into re-education camps, right?
That's where they wanted to put us, right? 774, masked bank robbers better get busy before they lose their cover, but the eyeglasses with nose and mustache will still be readily available. 207 says, why redactions in a report on cops? There's no national security issue. It's a privacy issue. They don't want Dwayne Correa's friend, whom he dated in college, to have her identity revealed. First, she said he had to stay overnight because he had too much to drink. Later, she changed her story and said they were just, you know, hanging out. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
At the press conference at the State House today, Governor Baker was asked what his initial reaction was when he heard that his beloved mask mandate was being ended.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
Really? Really?
Cheer up, Charlie.
844-500-4242. 781 says, was out for lunch Friday on sidewalk. Two women went by with multiple masks on. Another woman drove by with her top down and a mask on. They all held up their clenched fists and yelled, "Don't give in!"
Why wouldn't you have a top, but you do have a mask? I don't get that.
Sans top?
You get your mind out of the gutter. It was a convertible, I guess. Then everyone around us booed them. Then a woman yelled, "Take it off." So everyone started chanting it. Absolutely ridiculous. It's the Insane Resist group. They've been brainwashed.
Yeah, but you know what I find interesting? And I was talking to you earlier about this, Howie. There's this level of raising the stakes of virtue signaling. Like, we've seen people say, "Oh, I want to wear a mask for the rest of my life just so people know I didn't vote for Donald Trump," as if that's going to keep Trump up at night. But there is one thing that they won't do. There is one virtue signaling effort that they can't make.
Yes.
They will not watch CNN. No matter how much it will help, you know, their anti-Trump movement, they cannot grin and bear Don Lemon tonight.
Yeah, Don Lemon, if you missed it, he announced Friday that this was the last night of his show, and then everybody started celebrating and popping champagne. The 32 people that were watching the show on a Friday night, but then he announced, "I was just kidding.
Yeah,
I'll be back tonight."
I haven't seen a prank go that wrong since the Blue Hills incident.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Technically, or at least he wants to be considered a journalist, and you're not supposed. You can make a mistake as a journalist when you're on live TV, radio, broadcast, but you can't just go out and flat out lie.
Well, I just don't think that if you should get people's hopes up. I mean, it's fine to be positive, but to get people's hopes up and say the show is ending, that's not nice, you know.
But it's coming back. That's the bad news.
It's coming back. But do you want some good news, Howie? I actually have really good news. Saturday Night Live ratings have officially dipped to their lowest ever viewership. So just to recap here, we have the NBA. Their ratings are tanking. Award shows are actually getting pulled off the air because of, you know, diversity issues. But that's also low ratings. Ellen DeGeneres has officially
pulled the plug.
And now Saturday Night Live. CNN, of course, Brian Stelter.
We talk about recurring headlines. This is the ultimate recurring headlines. Record ratings dip for fill in the blank. Emmys, Oscars, NBA, Saturday Night Live. And the thing is, last week, Saturday Night Live, some of the so-called stars of Saturday Night Live, the cast, were refusing to appear with Elon Musk because he's such a reprehensible human being. Well, guess what? The reprehensible human being drew 7.3 million, which isn't much by traditional Saturday Night Live standards, but I guess it's big time now. So last week, without Elon Musk, the fascist dope smoker, billionaire on the show, they went from 7.3 million viewers to 3.5 million viewers.
Yeah, a bit of a bummer. Also, though, for record-breaking stuff, which will make people happy again, remember all of those Neanderthals in Texas who were ushering in impending doom? Well, Texas is reporting zero COVID deaths for the first time since, I think, June of last year? Mm-hmm. Or no, probably earlier of last year. So that's good news once again.
There was a hysterical poster on the Boston Globe message board today saying, "How can they lift the mask mandate? There were five people who died in Massachusetts yesterday." Number one, they believe the Department of Public Health, the same department that falsified 65,000 criminal drug lab tests. But number two, you know how many people die in Massachusetts on an average day?
How many?
I mean, it's sad. It's unfortunate, but it's life. 150 people. So according to their own phony baloney claims, and they've been falsifying the data all along, as we know, five people died. So one out of every 30 people who died. How many people died of diabetes yesterday, or cancer, or heart disease?
Car accidents.
Fentanyl.
I know, but the person on the Boston, was it the Boston Globe, you said?
Yeah.
They're not the only ones, actually. There's an interesting thing happening because, like Howie said, there's some politicians who are really sad about this. Governor Baker, Charlie Baker, he's very sad. And then there's this group of journalists that are also very sad that, you know, this never-ending panic porn might be kind of coming to an end. I've already seen some of them ushering in global warming headlines.
Do you know how easy it has been to cover the news, quote unquote, for the last year, if you're on the panic porn beat? I mean, you just turn on the Zoom every day. You don't even go to the State House or to the, there's always a live stream camera, and you just take down all these phony baloney numbers and you just write it up. The number of infections has reached a new high today, and it gets a huge spread. I don't think anybody read any of those stories. You know, I think the number of clicks, hits, viewers, listeners, readers plummeted, but right. it was better than you know, having to work for a living.
but I do want to get to that, but first let's cover all the politicians that are sad about this. Mayor Lightfoot is trying to regain some footing with the woke community, and she's telling people that she's going to keep wearing a mask.
That's good that she's going to keep wearing a mask.
I know for me personally, I'm going to continue to wear a mask in public, and I encourage others to do so. We've got to make sure that people are continuing to follow the public health guidance that has gotten us this far. And masks, I think, are a big and important part of that.
But the public health guidance says you don't have to wear one anymore if you're vaccinated. And they also say that you should get vaccinated.
So what this basically boils down to, Grace, is they're saying the people who still want you to wear a mask, they're saying even if you're vaccinated, you have to keep wearing a mask to protect the people who don't want to get a vaccination, to protect the unvaccinated.
That part of it really confuses me.
Even though if you're vaccinated, the science shows that you're not going to infect anybody else. And if you're asymptomatic and you're not, even if you're not vaccinated and you're asymptomatic, you're not going to infect anyone else.
And those are all valid concerns and questions, Howie. But I think a big concern for people right now is why the changeup? What happened? Why did this happen so quickly? Mm-hmm. And Martha Raddatz actually asked Dr. Rochelle Walensky about this. And I think you're going to enjoy this cut for more reasons than just one. Cut 8, please.
When it was finally announced on Thursday, it came as a huge surprise and left some administration officials, doctors, businesses off guard. So why so suddenly, and why did you not tell the Senate panel what you had decided?
Thank you. Good morning, Marcia. Thanks, Martha. Thanks for having me. I am, you know, the guy, first of all, let's celebrate this moment. We're at a place in this pandemic. Cases have been coming down more than a third just in the last 2 weeks. We have vaccine now across this country, widely available for anyone who wants it. And we now have science that has really just evolved even in the last 2 weeks that demonstrates that these
just in the last 2 minutes. Since we got that last inflation report and the jobs numbers and the latest reports on the bombs in Gaza.
And we will get to Gaza in a second. I just have to say, though, when you have to say, first of all, let's celebrate the victory to buy yourself time, she might as well have said, first of all, you look amazing. First of all, I love that top.
Yeah.
She's just stalling.
And what amuses us around here is that she called Martha, Marcia. And a few years back when Martha Coakley was running for the Senate, she was endorsed by Representative Patches Kennedy from Rhode Island, the son of Teddy. And Patches, in his drunken state, said, "I'm proud to endorse Marcia Coakley." Much like his father endorsed Andy Meehan for the 5th Congressional District seat way back when. His name was Marty Meehan.
I do want to ask you, Howie, just because I'm very curious about your take on what is happening with the AP and the Hamas intel. If people miss this, Israel sent an airstrike to a building in Gaza, and that building was home to not only Hamas intel, but also the AP. And now the president of the AP is saying they had no idea.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Neil McCabe earlier, and he said, you know, journalists are usually curious, and he talked about working in a building. You usually look at the directory and say, who can I talk to here about? And I'm sure you had that at the Herald. I'm sure you knew all the different people in the building.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, after the, you know, after I gave up my desk at the Herald and just worked virtually, I worked at a place called the New Balance Building. And imagine my surprise after I'd been working there for 10 years that I discovered that the New Balance Building was of the headquarters of a sneaker company. It came as a real revelation.
You were shocked.
I was.
Yeah, it's just absolutely insane. And then CNN also figured out that someone they've had on staff as a journalist since 2014 had anti-Semitic tweets where he was saying, Hail Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Oh, sorry. Heil Hitler.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's funny that you remember when the guy wanted the Bud Light? Remember that guy that wanted the kid that wanted the Bud Light from Anheuser-Busch. I forget what the...
Oh, yeah. They figured out that he was...
Yeah, and in 10 minutes, they figured out that he had said sent out some untoward tweets, and they wrecked his life. He was trying to get the Bud Light for a charity. That's right.
Yeah,
he was trying
to get,
and they wrecked his life.
Well, Howie...
And it took him 10 minutes to do that.
But my favorite thing, and I can't give credit, but during the whole Ted Cruz thing, when Ted Cruz went to Cancun, and the journalist from... I don't know if it was the Atlantic, or maybe the New Yorker, was like at his door.
New York Magazine.
New York Magazine, looking at the dog, the Bichon Frise, trying to figure out who was feeding the dog. And some guy tweeted out, damn, when these people want to be, they can be real Woodwards on the scene.
Right.
But they just don't have the desire. So you're telling us that you're sitting in the building and you're like, have no idea who's working there.
Well, apparently there were some stories too. They found them later that, you know, from a long time ago, that the Hamas people used to come into the offices and threaten the AP people.
Yeah,
and
they've known about this for a while.
And now they're claiming that they didn't know any. They knew nothing.
Sergeant Schultz.
Nothing.
By the way, Howie, I want to give everyone a heads up about our remote this Friday. I'm really excited. I'll actually be there before Howie at Toyota of Portsmouth, so make sure you guys come. I'm going to be doing my show from there, and then I'll be sticking around, obviously, for all of Howie's show. It's going to be a really fun remote. We haven't seen people in so long, and we haven't seen people's smiling faces in so long. There's going to be food from 110 Grill. It's going to be really, really awesome.
And free books, too. Free autographed books. What Really Happened? Kennedy Babylon, Plug Uglies, Rat Man, First Come, First Serve.
And you might even get to meet the author.
That's true. You might. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turn to GABI. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, GABI. Getting better insurance with GABI means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, including Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have, and it's free to use. That's what I did. I'm not real great with computer technology, to put it mildly, but I found it easy to plug in my then current insurance information with my old company. And GABI made me realize quickly how much I was overpaying. They gave me the quotes from more than a half dozen other companies. And I soon realized that I was paying more than $600 than I had to. I hadn't checked for years and years. I just paid the premiums as they came along. It was stupid of me, but I corrected it. And GABI is not just for car insurance. It's for home insurance, renter's insurance, business insurance, any kind of insurance. You've got boat insurance. Whatever you've got, GABI can probably save you money. On average, GABI customers save $961 per year. And they will never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with GABI. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to GABI.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. GABI.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
That's a Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
It's a very sad day in the woke community as the mask mandates fall in every state except for New Jersey, where the governor is a graduate like Charlie Parker of Needham High School, class of 74, and Harvard College, class of 78. But we decided to change. We just want to give you a taste of how the public radio stations, National Panhandler Radio in Boston, is handling the tragic news this afternoon. Kind of like Radio Moscow did when Joseph Stalin died back in 1953. Here we go. Good evening. It's a tragic day in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The mask mandate is ending. Freedom is returning to the land of the Minutemen and the Sons of Liberty. But that's okay. Someday soon, we will have a mutant variant that will be resistant to the vaccine. And we will return to those glorious days of people being stopped in the supermarket checkout lines because their frozen turkey is too large for the Thanksgiving gathering. All praise our illustrious leaders, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Governor Charlie Bacon. By the way, the city of Boston, which was going to not reopen until August 22nd, is now reopening on May 29th because Kim Janey had a very bad Friday with the suspended police commissioner. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. Okay, Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, Governor Baker went to D.C. because he had to detox from 2 years of power freaking highs. And I believe that in the near future, we should watch for power tremors, Howie. He's got the drunken power tremors happening.
Yeah, he looked like a real white-knuckle guy today, Lee. You know what that means, right? He's a guy going cold turkey without going to the meetings. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't think he knows what he's going to do. He wanted to keep it going forever. And now this is really crazy too. He was asked if COVID was ever going to come back. Cut 13.
It almost sounds like this is a period at the end of the sentence. Is this over? I mean, are we done with COVID?
COVID's a little bit like, you know, Michael Myers.
Yeah, baby. Is that Austin Powers or Wayne's World?
Yeah, baby.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Is that what COVID's like? He's really referring to Michael Myers, the fictional character from Halloween. But I think a lot more people have seen Austin Powers than Halloween. 508 says, from my youth baseball league, as of tomorrow, May 18th, all youth baseball and softball players under the age of 18 are not required to wear face masks while playing or in the dugout. Coaches and spectators, however, are still required to wear masks if they can't social distance until May 19th, when all mask requirements are rescinded. Because COVID's going to know at those youth baseball and softball games who to attack and who not to attack. I'm Howie Carr.